This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. A Ferndale man driving a Peterbilt logging truck northbound on Highway 101 just north of Leggett lost his life in a traffic collision at just after 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The driver lost control of the truck and crossed into the opposite lanes where the truck collided with two vehicles before leaving the roadway and rolling down an embankment and hitting a tree. The driver was pinned inside the cab and was pronounced dead at the scene. The drivers of the other two cars were uninjured, but the crash caused a second collision. That's when a Winco tractor trailer collided with downed power lines. The driver of that truck escaped injury, and the incident closed down the freeway in both directions for about 2.5 hours. The cause is under investigation. The CHP will kick off the holiday maximum enforcement period today, and it will run through midnight on New Year's Day. Each holiday, the CHP does its best to get as many uniformed officers on the road as possible in an effort to remove dangerous and impaired drivers from the roadway. In 2016, local CHP officers responded to 26 traffic collisions, including 6 injury collisions, and arrested 14 drivers on suspicion of DUI over the 2-week period. Over Thanksgiving of this year, CHP and local law enforcement personnel arrested 6 drivers on suspicion of DUI and responded to 13 traffic collisions. Please, don't drink and drive. The CHP Crescent City area will hold a sobriety checkpoint tomorrow night in an unincorporated area of the county. Area Commander Larry D.P. said the goal is to ensure the safe passage of each and every motorist by targeting roads where there is a high frequency of intoxicated or unlicensed drivers. Fortuna police arrested 29-year-old Fortuna resident Richard Nelson last night after investigating him for attempting to meet with a 14-year-old girl for the purpose of sexual activity. Police were alerted to Nelson's social media advances by a family member, and they were waiting for him when he arranged a meeting with what he thought was the girl in Fortuna last night. Instead, he was met by Fortuna police officers and arrested and booked on several charges. St. Joseph's Hospital announced it has hired Dr. Roberta Luskin-Hawk as its new chief executive. Luskin-Hawk comes to the county from Presence Health, the largest Catholic health system in Illinois, where she oversaw 2 hospitals, and she takes over for David Sutherland, who served as interim CEO. He now returns to his job as the chief operating officer at St. Joseph Health. A total of 18 schools in the county and Eureka closed early for the Christmas break this week after an outbreak of norovirus sickened hundreds of children. South Bay schools were closed last Friday, followed by Eureka City schools on Wednesday, and yesterday schools in Rio Del, Cutton, and Fieldbrook were closed as well. Classes for all districts and schools will resume following the New Year holiday. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.